Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Simon Kisa-Beach, said as the carnival season gains momentum, the Ministry of Health has made some changes to the entry protocols for persons coming to St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
In terms of the entry protocols, yesterday, the task force recommended to the Cabinet of St. Vincent changes in the protocols for the entry of persons into St. Vincent. The main changes are that there will be no longer a need for persons to complete the pre-arrival form online before they enter St. Vincent. This is going to take place as of Monday the 13th. So if you're traveling tomorrow, you still need to have that pre-arrival form completed online in order to check in at the airport wherever you're coming from to St. Vincent. The changes become effective on Monday. The other changes have to do with the testing requirements. So as of Monday also, fully vaccinated persons with vaccines we recognize in St. Vincent and haven't had that vaccine at least 2 weeks before arrival, those persons will no longer need to take any sort of testing to come into St. Vincent. You no longer need to do a rapid antigen test or a PCR test to come into St. Vincent if you are fully vaccinated, and that will be from Monday the 13th. However, if you are unvaccinated, that is, you have not had your full dose of vaccine, or you've had it but it's not 2 weeks since you had the second dose of a two-dose regimen or the first dose of a one-dose regimen, you will have to continue to be tested to come in. The change here, though, is whereas previously, if you're unvaccinated, only a PCR test within 72 hours of arrival was accepted, we are now going to accept a rapid antigen test done within 24 hours or 1 day of arrival for unvaccinated persons. Unvaccinated persons will still have to quarantine. And again, this is a change. It does not matter which country you're coming from in terms of the disease burden in the country, because right now COVID is everywhere. So it will be 5 days of quarantine in a Tourism Authority, Ministry of Health approved facility. You would be tested between day 3 and 4 in that facility in order to be released. So you have to have two tests. If you're unvaccinated, you come in with a test still, antigen or PCR. You do 5 days mandatory quarantine in an approved facility, and you have to test out for clearance.
That was Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kisa-Beach. In the region, COVID-19 hospitalizations in Jamaica have increased by 17 to 140. 11 of the patients are severely ill and 4 are in critical condition. The Ministry of Health in Jamaica says 227 COVID-19 cases were confirmed from 1,927 samples on Wednesday, resulting in a positivity rate of 32.3%. The COVID-19 death toll in Jamaica remains at 3,079. The Health Ministry is investigating 2 more deaths. In the international arena, a team of international scientists who have been tasked with understanding how the coronavirus pandemic began released their first report on Thursday, saying that all possibilities remain on the table, including a possible laboratory incident. The 27-member scientific advisory group, convened by the World Health Organization, WHO, said available data suggests that the virus jumped from animals to humans, but gaps in key pieces of data meant a complete understanding of the pandemic's origins could not be established. The team, called the Scientific Advisory Group for the Origins of Novel Pathogens, SAGO, was formed last year to recommend further areas of study to better understand the pandemic's origins as well as the emergence of future pathogens. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.